Notice what the psalmist says. You notice what the psalmist says in Psalm 91. He that what? Dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Against whose power no foe can withstand. And in under that, in that secret place, under the shadows, in his covering, that's something we can say. I will say, Lord, what? You are my refuge, place of hiding, protection. When disasters, when storms, when all the works of darkness is roaming around in the earth, I have a shelter. I have a secret place. They roam. They destroy a thing, but they can't touch me. I'm in a secret place. I'm in that place inaccessible to them. Anybody in the house? But all things are from God. Y'all gonna let me preach now? I'll be timely because I'll be back next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things are from God, who through who? Jesus Christ did what? Reconcile us to himself. What you mean reconcile? Well, the Amplified explains it. It's right there. Reconcile us to himself. Receive us into what? Favor. Is it up there? Received us into what? And did what? Brought us into with what? You mean to tell me God don't have nothing against me? You mean to tell me that God is my friend? You mean to tell me that God favors me and favors you? Have brought me into harmony? He don't see me as an old, beat up, low down, drug down, knocked down, run down, no good for nothing person. But he have brought me into favor. Whew. Have brought me into favor with himself. And brought in harmony with himself. Huh? Hallelujah. And gave to you and me, say gave to me, the ministry of what? What did he give to you? The ministry of what? Y'all act like y'all scared to say it. The ministry of what? What kind of ministry? That by what? Word and deed. By what two things?
Word and deed.
Word and deed. We might aim to do what? Bring who? Where? Notice he said by word. Some people just want to talk. But notice he said by word and deed that we might aim. And when I've said this many times to you, and when I go hunting, I don't just go out there and just start shooting. If I want to harvest what I'm looking for, when I see it, I take an aim. And I don't be shaken either. No, no, no. I aim and I make sure I'm steady. And I pull it, let it pull that thing up into the X of my scope. And when it get in the X and the X is where I want it to be, I squeeze that round off. Why? I'm aiming. And before I go out there, I make sure when I put my scope X on what I'm looking at, that the bullet don't hit way over there somewhere.
Okay.
Wherever I put the X, that's where the bullet hits.
Okay.
So we have been loaded. We have been given this ministry of reconciliation. That by word and deed, we might aim to bring others into harmony with Christ. Watch this. It was God. I'm going to say it again. It was God. Who was it?
God.
Come on, dude. Got verse 19. It was God. What? Personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor. You know what the Passion Translation said? It was God shepherding the world to himself. So I want to talk to every sinner today, every backslider, every sometime go to church person. I'm going to say it. You hear this message and don't get saved, as simple and powerful and clearly the Lord is going to make this message. You hear this message and you walk out of here a sinner, you're a fool. I'm going to say it again. You're a fool.